I told you off the top of the program, this might be the most important single program I've ever done. First, we've deconstructed the entire narrative about who really triggered the riots at the Capitol last Wednesday. John Sullivan, wild-eyed Antifa organizer and agitator, now has been arrested by the FBI. That's critical. We look at Jack Dorsey talking about how he's going to carpet bomb free speech in America because that video has been leaked by Project Veritas. And those were just the warm-ups. Because what we have next, a treasure trove of documents, things that we have known about, that we've seen reporting on, but now we have the documents. And when I say we, I mean John Solomon of Just the News, investigative reporter, award-winning Just the News organizer. He is the chief executive officer there. He's on Real America's Voice News, and he's here with us today. John, good to have you here.
It's great to be with you, Steve.
Let's talk about this stack of documents. I've heard you comment. I caught you on Lou Dobbs. I caught you on Hannity. More than a foot thick, these documents, newly declassified, things that you've reported on, things that you knew, but now you actually have the physical documents supporting some things that are remarkable. To say that Christopher Steele, it wasn't just that he went out and made a dossier, he went out and made a false dossier for one express purpose. What was it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So far, I don't have the documents yet. We're waiting for them, but I do know the information in them because I've been reporting on this for about 6 months, waiting for this moment when it would be declassified. So what was Christopher Steele's motivation for leaking the dossier and beginning to create the narrative of false narrative of Russia collusion at the end of the 2016 campaign? He told the FBI in a 2017 interview, which is about a year after he was fired for leaking, here's why I leaked. I thought Donald Trump was bad for Britain, and I was concerned that Hillary Clinton's chances of being elected were being harmed by the revival of the email scandal. Remember, at the end of the 2016 election, James Comey reopened the email investigation. Hillary Clinton and her supporters, they were paying Christopher Steele to write these dossiers. They were concerned this was going to tank her opportunities. Christopher Steele acknowledges that was his motive. He was trying to deflect, distract, undercut, counteract the email scandal. This was a partisan political act. It was a political dirty trick from the beginning. It was not a legitimate counterintelligence investigation or motivation
right.
That led him to do to create the narrative.
Worse than that, what you're telling us here is that Christopher Steele built from the ground up a work of fiction, a work of absolute. Remember how the breathless reporting on CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, every day it was, oh, this new revelation in the Steele dossier. And then Robert Mueller's special investigation, the leaks coming out, and all they've got it now. And Adam Schiff, I've seen, I know. It was all garbage. It was all lies because Christopher Steele did a work of fiction. That's what you're telling us.
Yeah, it's even more than fiction. We now know, thanks to the declassified footnotes, it was Russian disinformation. The Russians figured out what he was up to with Hillary Clinton. They fed him this bogus information, and he couldn't discern it or didn't discern it. I don't want to know. I can't tell which. And he fed it both to the FBI and to the American people. I think one of the things we learn from this, and this is a very important point for the future of intelligence gathering, people who are advocates, people who are working for political campaigns, make bad intelligence assets because they're everything they view through the eyes of their partisan task or their partisan views. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to become clear that Christopher Steele's political motives, both about his country and about Hillary Clinton, were the reasons he helped create a false narrative in the public domain. Remember, he could have just given this stuff quietly to the FBI and let them do their job. They would have figured it out was bogus. He jumped the gun. He went to the news media with Glenn Simpson at Fusion GPS, his boss for the contract, and he force-fed this to the American public, to the news media, and interfered in our election. And he's a foreigner.
That's right.
He's a British citizen.
I was going to get to that point.
You want to talk about foreign intervention?
There it is.
Yeah.
Foreign intervention in our elections. Now, it brings me back to Christopher Steele, and I've read your latest article here at justthenews.com, and you point out that Christopher Steele had, in fact, two clients, the Clinton campaign and the FBI. Now, how could James Comey and some of these other top officials go out and tell the American public over and over again, this is legitimate, we didn't have a role here, and more importantly, we didn't spy on the Trump campaign? Yes, These documents clearly show they did, in fact, spy on the Trump campaign. In fact, with Stephen Halper, another key player here, it went even further, didn't it?
Yeah, listen, this whole debate is going to be settled about whether there was spying or not. James Comey, as recently as 2019 on Chris Wallace on Fox News, said there was no spying. I can tell you from the reporting I've done, there is a set of tasking documents. This is when an FBI sits with an informant and said, these are the things we need you to do. This is how you're going to act. Here's how you're going to create your cover. Well, Stephan Halper was a well-known academic. He actually had been working for the FBI for many, many years and made hundreds of thousands of dollars doing so. And they sit down with him in August of 2016, long before anybody knows there's an FBI investigation, an Operation Crossfire Hurricane. And they say, listen, we want you to portray yourself as someone that might be willing to join the campaign. He had some good credentials, so he would have been a big get for the Trump campaign. Don't accept the job, but use the lure that you might join the campaign to spy on the Trump campaign. And they give him specific
tasking. So you're telling us, John, I mean, you're telling us the FBI, under the tutelage of James Comey, gave the guy a cover story. This is how you get in. This is how you play it. This is how you get close to people. This is how you get information back to us. Under the direction of James Comey and his lieutenants, this is what happened.
Yeah, and there's not a leg for James Comey to stand on to say this wasn't spying. They talk about you may wear a consensual wire. You're going to make some recordings. Here are some of the people we want you to talk to. And they identify current and former Trump campaign advisors that want him to cozy up to. This is in August of 2016, way before there was a FISA warrant. The word Trump campaign, I'm told, is all over these tasking documents. The Trump campaign was the focus of the investigation. They'll give us head fakes like, well, we opened up on George Papadopoulos. We opened up on Carter Page. Okay, they're individuals. The truth of the matter is their entire focus was to get inside the Trump campaign and find out what they knew about the Russia relationship.
Here's the problem, John.
It's in the middle of a campaign.
Yeah, people are going to be angered, fired up, and heartbroken. And I say heartbroken because the most obvious question to me, why didn't we know this 90 days ago? How long has this information been sitting there? Obviously, you said that the Steele interview happened in 2017, other critical dates in 18 and 19. How is it that we don't get the information until the 15th of January 2021?
Yeah, I think that's one of the tragedies that Americans voted on the 2020 election, not yet knowing what fully had happened in the 2016 election. What happened? The president repeatedly has said he ordered the declassification of these documents, and then the grinding bureaucracy, the same bureaucracy that helped create the false narrative about Russia collusion, helped create a false narrative about a presidential call with Ukraine. They slowed this down. They put roadblocks in there, and the president, his lawyers, his chief aides had to work through numerous quagmires and bureaucratic excuses to get this out. And even in these last few days, it was in doubt as recently as a couple days ago whether this would happen. We now know for certain that as early as today, maybe as late as Monday, these documents are going to be made public and the American people finally will see exactly what went on in the FBI.
The truth, the whole truth, the whole dirty, ugly truth. John Solomon from Just the News. Hold it right there. We're going to take a quick break. John Solomon, gracious enough to spend a couple of segments with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Greatly appreciated. This is a bombshell after bombshell after bombshell. We should have had it months ago, but we have it today. We'll be right back.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Ah! Avast ye homeowners. Are ye plagued by foreclosure? Well, here at Jim, Lad, and Matey, we can stop your foreclosure now. We're a mortgage rescue company, and for the small fee of everything you hold dear, we will negotiate with your lender on your behalf, and we guarantee results.
Guarantee results.
Aye, the bird speaks the truth. Them's be the benefits of working with a true professional. So don't dilly-dally about. Listen to the wise counsel of your old pal, Honest Jim.
He can't be trusted.
Call Jim, Lad, and Matey at 1-800-YAR-YAR. That's 1-800-YAR-YAR-R.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.